From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting, working on a political solution for Syria in Paris. The diplomatic pace to try to shape a political solution to the long-running war in Syria will pick up this week with the French government hosting Western and Mideast foreign ministers Monday in Paris and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meeting Russia's President Vladimir Putin tomorrow in Moscow. Diplomats are trying to build momentum for a meeting on Friday in New York that could include U.N. General Secretary Ban Ki-moon. They want a foundation for a ceasefire and political process based on an international agreement last month in Vienna to launch peace talks by January 1st. Meanwhile, President Obama says the U.S.-led coalition is moving with a great sense of urgency, targeting Islamic State in Syria and Iraq surgically and with precision to take out the group. Speaking after talks with top officials at the Pentagon, Mr. Obama said coalition aircraft have been increasing the pace of airstrikes targeting ISIS, hitting the group harder than ever. He said the coalition is taking out ISIS leaders, commanders, and killers one by one. President Obama was briefed at the Pentagon by his national security team. Those in attendance included Vice President Joe Biden and Defense Secretary Ashton Carter. Egypt on Monday said that its investigators found no evidence of terrorism in the October 31st crash of a Russian plane in the Sinai Peninsula that killed 224 people. Russia and the West, however, have said that an explosive device placed on board the Airbus plane was what brought it down. The Islamic State group has also claimed responsibility. While the Metrojet flight took off from the popular Sharm el-Sheikh resort area and the crash has affected tourism, with both Russia and Britain responding by suspending flights to Egypt. This is VOA News. The U.S. government is urging its citizens to leave Burundi amid deadly clashes stemming from political violence. Washington ordered non-emergency U.S. personnel and dependents to leave. Mohamed Yusuf files this report from Nairobi for VOA.
Some normalcy has returned to the capital since the fighting began Friday. Security forces fought off assaults on three army bases from as of yet unidentified armed men. Witnesses say security forces then rounded up youths in opposition neighborhoods late Friday and Saturday. One witness who did not want his name to be used for fear of reprisal said it was police officers doing house-to-house searches, especially in his area, Nyakabiga. He says they went in, arrested youths, and then killed some of them, saying they're the ones who are against the government. Police deny that allegation. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Friday, nearly 90 people were killed when armed attackers raided army facilities in the capital of Bujumbura. In Zimbabwe, the UN Food and Agricultural Organization is working to tackle widespread child malnutrition. Now, this follows a government survey that revealed one-third of the population has stunted growth because of poverty. Sebastian Mofu traveled to one of the most affected districts and filed this report.
A recent Zimbabwean government survey found that a disturbing 47% of children in Mtare West suffer from stunted growth. District Nutrition Officer Memory Gaveta works for one of the NGOs working under this FAO project.
Stunting here is attributable to feeding practices that are inherent in the society, as well as health and hygiene issues.
The Food and Agriculture Organization says more than 1.3 million Zimbabweans will need food handouts between now and March when the harvest season begins. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Mutare, Zimbabwe.
Now, over the weekend, President Robert Mugabe said that Zimbabwe had enough maize or corn, the country's staple crop, to last at least another 10 months. He said Finance Minister Patrick Chinamaso would import additional maize to get the country into 2017. Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Obama, leaders of the world's two biggest polluters, pledged Monday to work together to implement the historic Paris Climate Change Accord. In a phone conversation, President Xi told Mr. Obama the pact agreed Saturday was the result of global cooperation and charted a clear path for further international efforts. And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.